Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, heart warriors and fellow sensitive souls. Welcome to episode 121, The Pitfalls of Overthinking, and some tips to overcome it. You know, it's in our nature as humans to think and analyze. It is a necessary quality, one that has helped us rise to the top of the food chain. It is also this quality that represents our higher brain functioning and reasoning. Unfortunately, for many people, it is also a phenomenon that we find difficult to turn on and off at will. When that thinking shifts into high gear, we can fall into the pitfalls of overthinking. What happens as a result is we tend to overthink and overanalyze the situations in our lives that we hold really close to our hearts. This is not always a good quality to indulge in, and in fact, for many individuals, is downright toxic to their psyche and their lives in general. Now consider this scenario. Consider the pianist who overthinks her audience and her delivery during a concert. Now she's sure to mess up. She's getting in her own head. She's an amazing musician, but now she's talked herself out of confidence. And instead of letting her fingers do the work, she has now spent hours upon hours practicing. She's allowed her brain to hijack the performance and ruin what otherwise would have been an amazing performance. Overthinking is a toxic behavior that inevitably will lead you to toxic thinking and have a negative outcome as a result. Here are some pitfalls of overthinking that everyone should be aware of. Overthinking is a gateway to a negative thinking cycle. When we overthink any situation, our minds tend to circle the wagon over and over and over again. Eventually, our brains will take flight in this pattern and we'll get lost in the current. We will always find ourselves back in this place, like lost little children in the woods, with no concrete thinking and no real solution. What happens is that we prime our thoughts for more toxic thinking. Overthinking paves the road for toxic thoughts. When we overthink, we allow toxic thoughts of pain, worry, and dissatisfaction to simmer into a refined stew of negativity. When you become so lost in the cycle, eventually you'll stop looking for a way out and accept your thoughts as reality. From that thinking, we create our own reality. Remember the amazing pianist who talked herself out of performing well? Well, research shows that overthinkers think they're helping themselves by going over a situation over and over again, when in reality, it causes even more paralysis of action to do anything. We get stuck in a cycle of toxic thought. Overthinking is a direct correlation between anxiety and depression. There is a reason why overthinking is a symptom of depression and anxiety. The most obvious reason here is that it's a direct cause of it. Allowing your brain to run rampant and go to negative places, allowing your brain to be swept away in a cycle of toxicity, is a fast-track route to both anxiety and depression. Remember, we create our own reality. The overindulgence of any overactive imagination is, you know, that many people who overthink tend to have very active imaginations. Whereas this is an amazing quality to have, it is also dangerous if you cannot control the places your imagination goes. overthinking and imagining situations that do not exist. For example, your partner being mad at you when they're not. That's a pretty common scenario. Again, we manifest our destiny. We become so convinced this is the reality that we make it that way simply by searching for an issue that does not exist. If you look hard enough, you will eventually find evidence support just about any claim your brain starts to make. If you suffer from the phenomenon of overthinking, then you're not alone. In fact, most people will suffer from this at some point in their lives, probably multiple times. And you can overcome this behavior. And I know you can overcome this behavior because I have overcome this behavior as an empath and highly sensitive, hypersensitive person. I tended to get into overthinking patterns as a child and in early adulthood. And then with certain strategies, I was able to tame that. Does that mean that, you know, my head doesn't go into overthinking? Of course it does. But I'm able to rein it back. I'm able to be aware that, oh, you know what? I'm taking this thought a little too far. So with that, here are some simple tricks to stop overthinking and find yourself some mental peace. Are you overthinking to the point of paralysis and fear? Is your mind filled with so many thoughts that you don't know what to do next or how to handle it? And if overthinking is causing you to struggle, you'll be glad to know that it's possible to find mental peace again. You can learn to calm your mind, achieve greater focus, and find the direction that is right for you. So use these techniques to help quiet your mind and experience greater peace. Number one, avoid obsessing about completely silencing the mind. Many people avoid meditation because they believe that meditation has to be devoid of thought. And if you're an overthinker, you're like, well, how can I possibly stop thinking? That's not what meditation is about at all. So avoid obsessing about completely silencing the mind. You may wish that you could stop your thoughts altogether. However, this isn't the best tactic for dealing with overthinking. The more you try to stop thinking, the more your thoughts will flow. The opposite of what you want actually starts to happen. Two, understand that you'll always have thoughts. All human beings have thoughts. Recognize this as a normal process. Although you can learn to silence your mind in certain situations, you can achieve great peace by learning to take control of what you think instead. This is becoming aware of your thoughts of, oh, look at me going down that negative thought pattern. Let's pull that back and immediately try to think of something positive. Three, avoid judging your thoughts. It's tempting to get upset if you have negative thoughts or emotions. You may be quick to judge and try to squash them. Instead of judging and criticizing your thoughts, accept them for normal human emotions. Acknowledge them and then move on. Learn to love your mind. This will help your mind calm down because you won't be fighting internally. Remember, you wouldn't be able to appreciate the positive thoughts if you never had negative ones. Number four, try to stay present. Overthinking often comes because you're worried about the future or regret something that has already happened. You allow stress and anxiety to take over. You start imagining different outcomes, with most of them being negative. You start living in fear. If you stay in the present moment, then fear can't take over, and overthinking isn't an issue. You're able to focus on what you do have each day to survive and thrive. Number five, be okay with the world. Yeah, I just said be okay with the world. The word okay doesn't mean perfection. It also doesn't mean awful. It's the balance between positive and negative. It's the thin line between them that allows you to find mental peace. Being okay also means that you learn to accept what is happening in your life. Being okay may mean that you learn to love where you're at and what you're doing right now. You learn to appreciate what you have and the people around you. It's important to find gratitude in the little things. You don't have to pretend that negative things don't exist, but you can avoid focusing on them. Center your attention on appreciating life. Your thoughts can save you, but they can also destroy you. Your mind can be a busy place, so it's important to learn to deal effectively with some of the thoughts. Strategies like these can help you deal with your overthinking so you can find peace. You know, I help empaths and sensitive souls that feel anxious, overwhelmed, and withdrawn release their trapped emotional pain to finally feel calm, clear, and confident in trusting themselves to build a safe, joy-filled, and purposeful life. And even if you aren't someone who suffers from anxiety, I can help in any of the other aspects that I just talked about. You know, if you're just struggling with the world, struggling with where you're at, stuck in a rut, I'd be more than happy to have a call with you. You can discover more on my coaching website, HeidiDallaire.com. Or if you don't want to try to spell that, you can just type healyourstory.com and it will take you there. If you're looking for immediate relief, you will find my free heart space guided meditation helpful. The link is in the show notes. It's on YouTube. Tell me what you think about it. Personally, I find that meditation extremely calming. It brings me back to my body if I've gotten up into my head. So I'm sending you all lots of love. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.